Scout yet?
No, you haven't.
I'm considering.
Well, we haven't given.
We stopped giving them out because, you know, people harass us.
We're on the clock, by the way. This is running.
Oh,
we're live.
Live and direct.
Dude. Yeah.
Who wants it? Limited supply.
So we're here with Paul from Rebellion.
Right. So we're just gonna go out broadcast like this.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean,
I'll get my game up. Sorry, I think it was recording it.
Yeah. Don't do anything. You know, still embargoed.
Because
I can't actually edit this once it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we won't put it up if...
Yeah, but then we'll have to redo it, so...
Yeah, that's true. So, Paul, from Rebellion.
Yeah.
We've been playing a bit of the multiplayer on the AVP. We had a question, which we were thinking about on the way up. Well, I was.
I'll do my best to answer.
So, it's aliens versus predators versus marines.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the marines get a mention? We have a theory. We want to see if it's the same as what you guys have.
I mean, it's really just the legacy of the title, really. I mean, the titles of the films probably are Aliens vs. Predators. I think that's probably where it came from in the first place.
You mean the comics, right?
Because the film was, like, what, 2000, or...?
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
No, but
I guess what I'm trying to say is that
the original films that this is based on are James Cameron's Aliens.
Right.
And John McTiernan's Predator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for the comic books, it would have come together as Aliens vs. Predator. And for many of the comic books, they're... the Marines weren't a presence in that, so it was actually dealing with the wider universe. So that's probably the origins of it. Obviously, the very first game, the very first Aliens vs. Predator game, produced by Rebellion, PC, Jaguar then PC, or PC then Jaguar, I forget which order it was. That was Aliens vs. Predator for the same reasons, I would assume. So that's probably it. I mean, for the Marine, I think he only really makes an appearance in the video games as part of the triptych. So that's probably it, but it's largely just legacy, really. He is an important part of the gameplay for single and multiplayer.
Right.
What's your theory, by the way?
I can't remember, actually. What was it? It was to do with...
Well, I just decided
the fact that there were aliens in both
Aliens and Predator, you had Marines.
Yeah.
So, and they're not mentioned in either of those fights.
Well,
either,
in Predator,
so.
They're more like a Special Forces unit, and then it's not specifically Colonial Marines. I think...
I guess...
Dutch is a Green Beret, so, you know... That's another game, anyway. Alien versus Predator.
They're
all running Green Berets for breakfast.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
He also turns alligators into luggage.
Yeah.
He does many things.
So, did you have any specific questions about the multiplayer?
None that were like not answered in that
by playing
season.
It. Yeah, yeah.
So
it's quite telling, wasn't it?
So, what's it like to work for Rebellion?
No, really fast. So, so with the controls for the alien, because he's so damn quick, what did you have to do, like, other than the sort of the jumping mechanism with the reticule lighting up to tell you when you can jump? Was there anything you had to change in development to make it so that you could navigate quickly?
Yeah, I mean, games these days take quite a while to produce, and you iterate, and you iterate, and you iterate. And we went through a number of control maps, and a number of systems, and a number of different levels of...
Was one of those to hold down a button to stick to a wall?
Well, you actually see that in the current build today. I mean,
the
gentler surfaces you'll auto transition up, but the more harder oblique angles, you'll actually have to press a button to do that. However, for our slightly more hardcore...
See, I'm already forgetting what you told me.
our hardcore, more adept audience, there's an option in which you can turn that off and you will auto transition on all surfaces. So once you're comfortable, that'll probably be what you go for.
Right.
I was comfortable.
Yeah, you seem to
be. I don't know.
In
games like Portal and other things where you're changing your perspective quite quickly, I kind of find myself disoriented.
Mm.
Whereas in that one, you know, there's the hole in the middle and the little cavern underneath, and you can go up and around.
Yeah.
I found it quite comfortable, which was...
Well, that's good news.
We did
spend a lot of time focusing on that and just making it accessible and usable. And that's one of the key things we're doing when we're making this spiritual successor to the original AVP that Rebellion produced so long ago, is accessibility. You know, that was a great game, but it was a different market, different audience, PC only. For this, we have to make it as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
And for the sounds of it, it sounds like we succeeded.
Pretty fun. Okay, anything, because this is a short thing and we're not going to ask lots and lots of questions.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want people to understand about the game that you don't think has come across from previews? Because, I mean, we've written about it a few times already.
I mean, the key USP, which is probably going to be a repetition of what's already been said, is the three species. There's three discrete single-player campaigns with an interwoven narrative. You've also got those three species coming together in multiplayer, and that's what makes it special, is the dynamics between those three complete sets of mechanics all coming together in a variety of multiplayer modes. So, I mean, that's our key selling point, I'd say. Something to highlight to people, really, just to sort of reassert any sort of false expectations. The Marine, he is as hardcore as